It's time for a sports talk show that holds no punches. Man, please. Where the host doesn't play favorites.
Oh, I got something for the ass today.
Where the host's level of sports intelligence is pretty high.
If I wasn't doing sports talk radio, I'd definitely be working for NASA.
Even in the world of entertainment, he's got you covered.
That movie was quadruple garbage.
Here it is, live with the QCB.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this thing on? Yes, it is. It is live with the QCB on your radio. Fox Sports Radio, Charlotte to be exact. Number to the show to join the conversation. That's easy money. 704-227-8751. Yes, the wine line. We got a best of wine line we'll give you today at around this hour, about 4:20, something like that, 4:30. The wine line number is real simple. Anything in the world of sports you want to get off your chest and whine about it, get your wine on. It's called the Wine Line. That number, 704-227-8668. We're going to pay them around 5:30-ish. I'm going to give you a double dose today. Also, catch live with the QCB on 103.7 HD3. If you got it in your car, got it in mind. Holler at me on Twitter at RealQCB. We're live on Instagram right now at RealQCB. We're also live on Facebook, The Real QCB. Fox Sports, RadioCharlotte.com. It's how you listen to the show live online. Fox Sports Charlotte is how you listen to the show if you download the app. We also have a heavy presence in social media. Fox Sports CLT is the Twitter. Fox Sports CLT is Instagram. There's 16,422 ways to listen to my show. If someone comes up to me and says, well, Q, I hate heard you back on the radio, pal, but I don't know how to find your show. As soon as you say that, I'm going old school and give you that Sergeant Slaughter, WWF, Cobra Clutch. And he is hurt, too. That wasn't in the script. That hurt. We got so much to talk about today. So much. First of all, we're going to put the number one game show on the radio. I'm going to give you a double dose of that, too. People at the 4 o'clock hour be missing it, so we're going to play the number one game show on the radio. Who said it? Also, hey, listen. Y'all know how I feel about Tiger Woods. I think he's an arrogant, pompous. And I do mean pompous piece of golf trash, and I'm usually on him. But Tiger Woods was right. He didn't do anything wrong this go-round. And this little exploits he has, we're definitely going to talk about Mr. Tiger Woods. We're going to have some fun with Tiger. We're going to talk about what all that stuff that happened with him. And when I think of Tiger Woods, it's just this simple.
You sick freak.
What we're going to talk about? Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson. I don't know. This Jets, Aaron Rodgers connection is getting more and more true. I think it's an absolute huge mistake. Lamar Jackson, I don't know what the hell he's doing. We're going to talk about it as well. Tar Heels, we're going to leave with you guys. ACC, NC State, good Lord, NC State.
What the hell was that?
But I have my reasoning on why NC State just like, you know what, F it. We're already in. So that's what that was. But ride with me today. We got much, much more. We'll get into my guy from WCCB News at 10 Anchor, my man Gary Brode, a.k.a. GB. What's up, man?
What's up, Q? I am shocked by your Tiger Woods take already because I was following you on social media, and it sounds like you're ready to blast him, but now you're turning around on him. You're following the Tiger Woods bandwagon.
Well, yeah, because, you know, Tiger Woods for a long time, yeah. I can't stand him, and I felt like he was fake injuries. I ain't talking about the second car crash. I'm talking about the first one.
Okay.
When he was getting up out of his marriage and all that stuff happened. Yeah, yeah. And I felt like he would be doing good. And then when that third round, he'll look around, he'll look at that leaderboard, he'll see he ain't doing too good, and he'll pull a damn Ezell from Friday.
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, my neck, my back, my neck and my back.
And then next thing you know, Tiger Woods has withdrawn because he's getting his ass whooped. Mm. Oh, he'll fake that injury in a minute. Oh, he'll fake it in a minute. Yeah, he can fake better than a woman. He'll fake it in a minute. I don't know that. Just what people have said.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a common thing, women faking it around you? Is that? Do you want to talk about that first?
No. Okay. Leave with that.
Let's leave with that.
Nah, we all good. Hey, North Carolina Tar Heels, let me tell y'all something. First of all, it was horrible what happened to you last night. Baycott had a horrible game. He usually don't play that bad. And the Tar Heels bench was terrible. They was 0 for 2 from 3, 1 for 4 from the line. It was just bad. Just all around bad game for the Heels as a whole. And people want to bury the Tar Heels saying, okay, the million-dollar question, are they in? Are they in? A lot of people saying they're not. Gary Brode, the Tar Heels are easily going dancing. Easily.
Easily?
Yes. When they hit that 20-win plateau, that's all they needed. 20 wins, and then he was in.
I don't know if 20 wins anymore is like that threshold. I if you look at their 20 wins, you know who their first five wins are against?
I think Winn-Dixie, Popeye's Chicken, All-Stars, and the Dowd Y community.
Yeah, King Supers.
Kroger's, yeah.
Right, so five of their 20 wins don't mean anything, and then they beat up on a lot of the basement dwellers of the ACC.
Right.
I don't know. It's going to be tough for me to justify them being in. They certainly need a lot of help. They need chalk all the way. They need all the favorites to win in the tournaments, the conference tournaments, to even have any chance. Because if there's any upsets, they're getting pushed out for sure. This seems to be an MO, though, for North Carolina, right? I mean, do really well in a tournament, and then the next year going dancing in the NIT.
Yeah,
that's just crazy for a program that is – really, the creme de la creme, and then what? This is the second time second or third time, I think, in my lifetime where they've gone from championship to barely making the tourney or not making the tourney at all.
Well, it's still like a million-dollar question on what happened to them. How do you come back with upperclassmen, 4-5 starters return, mm-hmm. Hubert Davis comes back, obviously, second year, and you're this bad.
Yeah.
And you're on the cusp and the bubble and all that stuff.
I mean, you watch them more than I do, I think. What do you see when you're watching, and how do they drop off that much? Because they looked impressive last year. I mean, there's a reason why they were they were.
Right.
So what dropped off?
When it's time to get a basket, they don't have no go-to guy. You would think it's RJ, a Caleb, a Baycott, but they don't have no move out the way. Let me run this 1-4 like Penny Hardaway ran a 1-4 at that church league before Nick Nolte came and got him out of blue chips.
Oh, God.
When he got the practice,
movie.
Like he was like, I forgot what his name was, but Penny, what are you doing? He was like, pass the ball. He said, Coach, I'm used to running the 1-4 offense. I say, damn, you got to be a bad mother father on the basketball court to run a 1-4. That means I got the ball, and I pass it to you if I decide to.
You realize that every single high school with one good athlete does exactly that. that's why it's so funny when these coaches get all these credit. Oh, they want to stay a championship. Dude, they have a guy going to Duke next year. The other four guys.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, the other four guys are 5'11", 130 pounds, and they're just there to make picks.
And then they put them in private schools.
Yeah.
Right, come on, man. Stop it. LeBron is saying, come on, man. Killing everybody.
Right.
I don't see that. Then when it's crunch time to get a basket, they can't get a basket. And when a team decides to lock up on the Tar Heels defensively, the Tar Heels have no answer. They have no answer. They get locked down on defense, especially in crunch time. They can't provide a basket. So they're not a good come-from-behind team. And Hubert Davis has to take some responsibility as well. But I'm not one of those people that says, you know, it all goes on coaching.
No, it does a lot go on coaching in college basketball. I mean, I think coaching in college basketball is more important than any other sport, of all the major sporting. I mean, think about it. Like, college.
Well, maybe Major League Baseball. Because if you're in that dugout and you got to do it, I want you to steer right here. I want you to.
Yeah, but why is there such a carousel with coaching, like with hockey, with baseball? It's because, you know, you just have to find the right guy for the right group then. But I don't think necessarily it's if you're this great coach. Great coaches in baseball have been fired a lot. Phil Jackson hasn't. I mean, yes, he's been fired, but then he's been rehired by the same team.
I mean, Lou Pinelli used to get fired all the year.
Right, exactly. So I don't know how important, but
I agree with what you're saying. I will put college basketball number one as far as coaching.
Just because there is either A, a lot of turnover with the players, or B, there's a lot of guys who are there for 4 years,
right,
which is kind of the way we're going. It's either all or nothing, it seems like, at this point now. So you either got to mold these guys for 4 years, or you have to figure out how to mold yourself and your system around the new one-and-dones that you brought in. And so that's where I think college basketball, you know, it's so important to have that top-level coaching. I mean, Hubert Davis is it. I don't know how people are saying – get rid of him after.
That's asinine.
That's crazy, right?
I mean, man. We can't say that about Hubert Davis. Want to get rid of Hubert Davis after year one?
No, no, 1,000 times. No.
No,
insane.
Yeah, man, shout out to Coach Pete Hunt. We were talking about this Monday. He was saying it was kind of difficult for the Tar Heels to get in because they have one quality win, which is against Virginia recently. The other time they met when they was number 6 in the country. Tar Heels, I'm trying to hide you back. I think you're still in. They're 2-6 against ranked opponents this year.
Yeah, I was gonna say their best game is actually in a loss to Alabama in overtime. Like that was their best game of the year, right. And that was early in the season.
I think they name it 20 wins against. Let me tell you something. March Madness
11-9 in the conference, though. That's not. I mean, it's not. It's not enough to get you out of the tournament. I just don't know if it's enough to get you to the tournament.
If you're North Carolina, it is. I think because the March Madness needs North Carolina. ACC runs college basketball. They run it. The most national championships come from that conference called ACC.
Oh, it doesn't hurt when they're in the tournament. I'll
ACC
tell you that.
ACC and Big East runs college basketball. Big East, hold on. You second to the ACC.
Yeah.
Now we got to know what we're talking. SEC runs college football. ACC runs college basketball.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn if you're in Alaska.
No, you're right.
Wherever you are, it runs.
Yeah, and
it
I'm from the Midwest, and I'm telling you that's absolutely right.
Like, right. Well, we got a history. Yeah. The ACC has a history of kicking you guys' ass.
Well, not in like the ACC Big Ten tournament as of late, but I mean, overall, yeah. Like, look, ACC is the top-notch basketball. SEC lately in the last 10, 15 years has been top for football, and Big Ten is just number 2 for both. So it averages out, but yeah, that's what you want, as many ACC teams as possible.
That's what I'm saying. So that works in North Carolina's favor. So when the powers to be go to Selection Sunday, I think when they put the little diagram up there and hopefully they had a camera on North Carolina, where they're going to be at, I think they're in. North Carolina still equals ratings. People still tune in and watch them play.
But as a committee, you can't decide on that.
Oh, you absolutely can, GB.
Let me rephrase that. You should not be deciding based on that. That it's supposed to be the best, I don't know, what is it now, 75 teams, 115 teams?
That's not always the case. You know how hard it is to do the top 50 rap songs of all time or the top 10 rap albums of all time?
Yeah, but there's quantitative numbers that you can at least go off of when it comes to who goes into the tournament. Subjectively, you can't just say with like best rap song or 50th best rap song. My number one might be your number 50. You're not even
okay. So what you gonna take?
But at least
take Biggie Smalls Ready to Die versus Nas Illmatic.
Oh, I'm Ready to Die. That's my favorite album ever.
Okay, you gonna take Wu-Tang Clan's first one into the 36 Chambers? Are you gonna take Tupac's All Eyes on Me, the first double CD ever in hip hop?
Tupac, and I'm not a big Tupac guy actually. But have you been watching that Wu-Tang show on Hulu?
No, let me tell you. First of all, that show frustrates me.
Does it?
Yeah. Number one, I don't know their real names like that. They be like John. Who the hell is John's the damn RZA?
I know.
Cliff's Method Man. I said, I don't know y'all damn real names. And number two, I'm expecting them to look like how they look now. That's just on me.
Okay.
Like the guy play ODB kind of look like him.
Kinda.
Guy play Method Man by this rapper named Dave East looks like him. Good casting. No knock against him. I don't know what the GZA and Raekwon and Ghostface looked like when they was 15.
20, right. I agree.
So that frustrated me.
And I agree with you with the names, too. I feel like I have to have, like, a piece of paper that says, all right, RZA is who again? His real name?
Harry.
Yeah.
But go ahead. What
this
you
is
said
Jack,
about
yeah.
It looks good, though. It looks good. I just make fun of it. It looks good.
No, but, I mean, I'm just saying, look, if you're the committee, you have to put the best player, the best teams.
Well, everybody's not going to be happy about that.
No one's you've been doing this for a long time.
That's
no one's ever
you.
Happy, but so, you still have a job to put the best teams in.
So you're telling me right now, GB, Gary Bro, News at 10:00 on WCCB, shout out to my girl Morgan Fogarty down there. You telling me that the North Carolina Tar Heels, with their 20 wins, are not one of the best 75 teams in the country?
No, I think they are.
Okay, what is?
Yeah, no, I think it's close. I'm saying from resume this year alone, I don't think if they were in the national championship last year that they would be in the tournament this year. But I think that's going to play some part. How significant of a part, I have no idea. But I think that should be enough to carry you over when you are bringing 4 or 5 starters from last year's championship runner-up team into the tournament.
My guy, Robert Farr, on my live page right now, Facebook, The Real QCB, said, Hill's not going, my friend. Not going. Robert, I think you
actually what's Lenardi got him at right now? I'm going to look that
up. Yeah, look
it
up. My man Ricky A. Ferguson also commented, yes, sir. So glad you're on the air. QCB followed you all the way back with Mark Packer. Let's get it. Absolutely, man. And we're knocking him out. Make sure you spread the word. I'm just telling you, Tarja fans, you're in. So don't worry about what my man GB talking about. I think Selection Sunday.
That's a bold statement right there, my friend.
I have huge balls. Big balls.
By the way,
this is me saying they're in.
Okay. Just so we're on the same page, though, as of right now.
Yes.
Next four out. So they're not even first four out. They're fifth right now as far as out of the tournament. So not only are you wrong, you're dead wrong.
So what is, I don't know, what you mean
so,
first?
So the way that Lenardi has it is like here's the last four that are in. Here's the last four that just missed the cut. And then there's the next group, which is the next four out, and that's where North Carolina. So there's four teams ahead of them, according to Lenardi, who is never wrong on this.
So they stand by number five.
They're fifth out right now.
Okay, so hit me. I'm going to connect these dots. So when I sent my VHS tape to BET's Comic View, just back in 2001, I think, 2001, 2002, and I sent it to them, and then the lady called me back. She's like, I was going by T. Sloan at the time. T. Sloan, I just got your tape. I thought it was hilarious. I did a bit by Serena Venus Williams being the Color Purple Sisters. It was awesome.
Okay.
Anyway, she's like, yes. But right now, we got a new show called Coming to the Stage. And I want you here. I'm going to send you, which probably let go to Burbank, California, the airport, what you're supposed to wear, what the logo's not to wear. I want you here. But right, problem is, you stand by comedian number 15. She said, so once we go down the list, and 14 get here.
Yeah, if you got time.
You're
right.
15.
Yeah. So
that was after I said I couldn't make it because that.
So what you're saying is things need to work out in order for you to get to the stage. And that's the same thing for the Tar Heels right now.
First of all, I got the gig. I know. Supposed to be on TV, but I couldn't make it because Charlotte Douglas Airport has shut down because we had some snow.
Okay. And half an inch.
Right. That's what really pissed me off about Charlotte, with the snow. Yeah, I know.
I can't wait for it to snow. So
I know.
This is my first winter,
but
it hasn't snowed, so I'm just waiting for the whole city to shut down. Can't wait to just do donuts while everyone's just sitting at home.
Who knows where I could have been?
Yeah.
I was going to book my flight, everything. Well, it shut down, Mrs. Sloan. So I called the lady back at Comic View. I said, please, I need to get out there.
Yeah.
She said, okay, I'll tell you what. You're standby contestant number 15. And she said, if you made the cut, if you had to make the cut, you won't hear from me by October. I said, okay. Well, right now it's 4/17, March the 10th, 2023. I never heard back from
her. Never heard back. Still waiting, though.
Thank you, Charlotte Weather. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man, strikes again.
It got me, man. It got me. But listen, I ended up well. I did good. I got a dope
ass. I was going to say, I think you're doing pretty good for yourself.
I'm doing really good.
Yeah. You're on every single platform in all of Charlotte. Like, I think you're doing just fine.
No complaints from me, man. I just tell you a little backstory about me slanging some jokes. But listen.
By the way, I hear more promos about you and your voice than I think I do my own promos when I'm watching WCCB. So I think you're doing fine, Q.
Yeah, shout out to my man, program director Jack Dang. He said, you can do minutes promos as you want.
So you do.
I actually have my own show 7 days a week on Fox because I have like 90 promos running.
I mean, that guy talking about giving you your flowers, I've heard that promo probably 400 times. You know, at this point, Gottlieb's gone. Just replace it with promo QCB, after promo.
Promo. Then I got the Donnie Shell one in rotation. I'm knocking them out, man, trying to get that Monday through Friday going. But anyway, keep a lock right here. Coming back, Tar Heels, once they get in the dance, how far will they go? We got Tiger Woods. We're going to talk about coming back. We got the number one game show on the radio. Who said it? I got the best of wine line. I'm going to play for you when we come back. We got so much we get into. Keep a lock right here. Tiger Woods, we're talking about you next right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Let's go. Because the driver of the mission is a bro. The rule is back.
This is Morgan Fogarty from WCCB News at 10 and The Edge, and you are listening to the one and only QCB on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. This is the best sports show in the world. Hashtag facts only.
Yo, man, why are we watching Barney? Where's the remote?
Yo, it's over there on the TV.
Cole, get that for me.
Hey, yo, Tommy, man, get the remote, man.
I ain't getting it. I got it last time.
So nobody's gonna get the remote.
Nah,
I am good. I'm good, sir.
I'll get it, okay? Wash my chest.
What? Oh, me and Gina had a long morning.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sound to me like you look out of shape there, pal.
Tommy,
what?
Out of shape?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know this, brother, but you need to be shopping for a bra.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday when you wore the tank top, I was trying to sneak a peek. I was like,
But Martin, what about the back of your neck?
What about it?
Look like a pack of hot dogs.
Oh, no! Yo, get the mustard.
Get the mustard.
Get the mustard.
Get the mustard.
Give me a bite.
Son, the loudest one, representing BK to the fullest. X, I pull it. Bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my back. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac in the actor paneling. Bandaging MCs.
Welcome back live with the QCB right here on Fox Sports Radio. Charlotte got us on 94.7 FM. Also, check the show out live online at FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. Yesterday was Biggie Smalls when he got killed out in L.A., after leaving the Soul Train Music Awards out there in L.A. So, shout out, shout out, man. Biggie Smalls, man. Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. I think it was like, 26, 27 years ago, something like that?
97.
May 9th, 1997. So, rest in peace, man. Biggie Smalls, man. Spitting on the mic. Got my man, News at 10 Acre, Gary Broad in the building. Tar Heels, so there's no shot. You say no, right?
I mean, I'm not saying no. I'm saying that Lenardi's saying no, and I'm not arguing this. That guy is honestly like,
who is it?
Joe Lenardi. He's the bracketologist. Oh, cute.
I've never heard.
You
of
and
him.
I have to do a one-on-one bracketology because I'm going to smoke you every year. If you don't even know who Joe Lenardi
I've
is, you
never
don't know
heard
college
of
basketball.
Come on.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Nah, he's pretty good. Like, he's one of those, like, he's 63 or 64 every year. Like,
I've heard of Joe Frazier. I've heard of Mean Joe Green. I've heard of that movie with Tim Allen called Joe. No, that was
Joe Dirt.
No, that was Dana, David Spade.
Yep.
Joe versus the Volcano. I think that was Tom Hanks. That was Tom Hanks.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Joe versus the Volcano. Tom Hanks. I've heard of that.
Okay.
I heard of a Sloppy Joe, which I never enjoyed. I'm one of a big Sloppy Joe fan.
You know, I'm back and forth on Sloppy Joes.
Yeah, but
I got to be in a mood.
Right. But this dude named Joe Lenardi, I've never heard of him. Is he almost as wrong as Mel Kiper Jr.? Because Mel Kiper Jr. been stealing money from ESPN for 30 years.
I'm just saying, if you're going to make a bet on something, I would bet on Joe Lenardi being right. If there's a close to guarantee,
but
in
he's
sports,
still not saying yes or no. He's
no,
saying
he is. He's saying if you're the last, if you're the fifth out, you are. I honestly, man, like that's a very, very, very low percentage of actually making it.
So what is he saying? I'm saying the heels are in.
He's saying not only are the heels out,
they're fifth.
There's four other teams ahead of them that are more likely to make the tournament.
Heels, I got your back. We're gonna see.
They needed a win yesterday,
and then once you get in. I'm not gonna say that crazy like Sweet 16.
What, you want to talk NIT now? Because at this point, we're talking NIT.
I think they can slide past the first round, man. Once they get in. So I just say, look, March Madness needs North Carolina into like it's the Tigers are still a ratings machine. Okay, it's the equal big ratings. Now I don't know how big the Duke North Carolina game is, as far as rating wise. I don't know what their ratings is. Like, I can't find stats on the XFL ratings. They be hiding them from me. But anyway, Hills, I think they're in. So we're going to see. We're going to see. That's the thing about March Madness. It's exciting. We're going to see Selection Sunday, so we got a few days.
Let's be clear about something. When it comes to March Madness, like, yes, it's better when the big names, Duke, Kansas, North Carolina, are all in.
There you go.
In Sweet 16 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be honest.
Don't say Cinderella, because I can't say Cinderella.
No, but I'm saying, like, people are going to watch those games regardless if – who's in, because they like that, like they like basketball. Now, if it's a terrible game, they might not watch the whole game, which might hurt the ratings. But overall, if you like college basketball, you're going to watch the Sweet 16. You're going to watch the Elite Eight. You're sure as hell going to watch the Final Four if you like college basketball.
And you got Duke fans go tune in to see the Tar Heels lose.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, like if I'm watching the Sweet 16, like, dude, I took off. Next Thursday and Friday, I'm off. Because my butt will be at a bar at 12:10 watching four games.
I'm joining you.
For 10 hours straight.
We're going to be there.
I don't know yet. You got to give me some ideas.
But yeah.
I've been doing this since I was 16. Like, literally, my mom used to call me off of school when I was 15, 16 years old. And ever since then, every single year on that Thursday, I miss school. I miss work.
Right.
I got to watch my basketball.
And you know what? Them first 2 days are compared to be possibly the greatest days in sports.
Yeah. You know what sucks, though, lately is like the last 6 or 7 years, I actually think the second round is much more competitive because they ain't got those 1 versus 16s.
Yeah.
And the 2 15s.
Well, yeah.
No, but I mean, like, it used to be where there were still good games in that first couple of days. I feel like there's less good games in the first round nowadays.
I agree with that.
But I do find, like, by Saturday,
I agree with that.
But I do find, like, by Saturday and Sunday, you're getting those really good games where it's like, oh man, you're on the edge of your seat. But by then, you're 40 hours into March Madness, and you're like, I just want to go to bed.
You do,
God,
man.
This is, you know, I love it, but I can only take so. I'm 48 hours in. I got bloodshot eyes. I ain't slept in 2 days. I haven't showered in 4. You know, like, I'm ready to go to bed.
That's how I go, and I used to binge watch Orange Is the New Black. And Ozark and Bloodline and The Killings and you know.
Those first three, I started off liking all of them.
Orange Is the New Black.
And then I couldn't stand them.
I didn't finish it. I jumped off.
Same.
Yeah.
Same with Ozark. I won't watch it. I'm over it. I watched it.
Well, first of all, I finished. Ozark was good. I finished it. I was wrong about who I thought was going to get killed, you know.
I couldn't even get
okay, well, spoiler alert. Nobody from the Bird family got killed. I couldn't believe that.
That's insane.
How no one getting the daughter, the son, the wife who became
so the American,
super evil.
The American government can't overtake the Mexican cartel, but somehow a white middle class family from the suburbs of Chicago, they can take them. Oh, that makes sense.
Right. Yeah,
that makes
sense.
That's why I stopped watching the show. It was so stupid.
I should have jumped off when I was in. I jumped off on You's on Netflix, the stalker dude. I jumped off on that. That new season came and I jumped off on that. But yeah, now I'm watching Your Honor and Godfather Harlem is pretty damn good. So I'm on that right now. Speaking of all stuff, my man Tiger Woods.
You sick freak.
Well, first of all, my man on my live top dog said, Q, my heels don't deserve to make it. Absolutely awful. And my man, Coach P. Hunt said, the resume is not good enough. No heels this year.
Agreed.
Oh,
they're not. I mean, they're not good enough.
All right,
dude, we talked about this. Five of their wins were against garbage.
Yeah.
They have 15 wins and not a single one against a ranked team. Come on, dude. Like,
they had 2 versus 2. They was 2-6. Hold on. I got it right here. I got all these damn. There was 2-6 against ranked opponents. 2-6.
Mm.
They beat Ohio State. I mean, they told you the Big Ten has got a history getting their ass
kicked. Ohio State's ranked. Was the 9th best team or 8th best team in the Big Ten this year.
When they was 23 in the country,
I know, but that's why rankings
smacked them around.
The first month and a half of the year, rankings shouldn't matter in college basketball or football.
And then they end up beating, you know, number 6. But 2 days we're going to see. So who's this guy, Joe what?
Lunardi.
Man, please. Please. Joe Lunardi.
I tell you what, man.
I'll be seeing him popping up on the ESPN. I'll be seeing him. We're going to see
that. Let's bet on this.
Yeah, we got something
that
on
Thursday,
it.
That Thursday, you got first round. If,
I got you.
All right, there you go.
Tiger Woods, you sick, horny bastard. Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend is asking a judge to remove her from a non-disclosure agreement that she claims he made her sign. Oh, but there's more. Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend also suing a company that owns Tiger Woods' mansion in Florida, saying she alleged that she was tricked into going on a short vacation. And when she arrived at the airport, Tiger people told her, you've been locked out and don't come back to the crib.
Mm-hmm. Which is hilarious.
Yeah, this is absolutely crazy nonsense. But I got a question. If these allegations made against Tiger Woods are true, is he wrong?
But I don't know what there's no real allegation. So to give a little bit more of the backstory there is that NDA is now in question because she's claiming there is some kind of law that says if you're claiming sexual abuse, then the NDA doesn't mean anything and you can come out and talk. So that's what they're suing about. They're also suing his trust and not him because it's easier to go around that NDA. We talked about all this on The Edge, so I'm like so versed on this on Wednesday. We talked about this. No, the biggest thing, though, is hilarious to me. Apparently, she was they dated for 6 years, which I don't know who she is. I have no idea who she is. Whatever. So
I think she used to manage one of his restaurants or something.
I heard that, but I'm saying like she's not famous.
Oh no, she's not. No.
And she signed this NDA.
He didn't make her.
No, I mean there's no gun to her head. It was immediately, this was after obviously all the stuff that happened with his women situation. So he clearly didn't want her to write a book after dating him, so I can understand why the NDA would kind of come into play. It's weird. It's not probably the best start to a relationship. But she's saying that he promised her that she could live in that mansion for 11 years, and she only got to live there for 6.
She done lost her damn mind.
She lost her damn mind.
They weren't even married.
No. And who also, why a random number of 11? Like, none of this makes any sense to me. And the fact that I think she's just crazy. Because who says, hey, we're going on vacation, then as soon as she walks out the door, just changes the locks?
Well, the thing about it is, a lot of women don't agree with this, but a lot of women are crazy. Y'all are crazy. Women are crazy. They're way crazier than men. You ever see, watch the TV show Snap. They're crazy. Yeah. Women are crazy, man. It's just that simple. Tiger Woods did nothing wrong. Now, hold on. The NDA, the bedroom stuff, he just a nasty dude. That's all.
Hey, he didn't want her writing a book after they broke up. That's probably the realistic.
I like to do stuff in here. I like to use this. I like to use that. I like for us to involve this. He just a nasty guy when it comes to knocking boots. He like what he like.
Yeah.
It's all kind of fetishes out there. So that's just that.
And they were dating for 6 years, so it's not like, you know, she knew after a couple of months, I'm sure, what he's into. After 6 years, he dropped all this on her.
Okay, I tried.
Yeah. Well, okay, six years later, I'll try it.
Right.
That usually don't work out like that.
And let me tell you something. She's living in a damn, a 30,000 square foot mansion, and he tell her it's over. She didn't want to leave quietly. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to pack her stuff up. And no. Can we work something out? Because, you know, when you got it going on, like Martin Lawrence said in You So Crazy stand-up, when you got it going on, you know, they give you, why are you acting like this? Because if you ain't got it going on, if you working third shift somewhere, they cussing you out like you ain't
don't
nothing.
Care.
Yeah. Oh, but now I got this 30,000 square foot mansion. I'm a B behind my bank account.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my arguments are, well, no, why are you acting like that?
Right.
So I have no issue with it. Tiger Woods, he had to change a lot because he didn't put his hands on it. Thank God. I don't condone that. But sometimes you got a trick later to get away from you.
And the fact that
women, y'all crazy.
By the way, $30 million. Explain to me $30 million, like where that number comes from.
That's what I'm telling you, man.
He owes her the house because he changed the locks on her? Because he sent her to Cancun for a couple of weeks, and then he changed the lock. Come on!
Like, I wish this damn
it don't make any sense.
I wish this judge said, "No, who put this damn Tiger Woods case on my my desk?"
Yeah,
bailiff, get this. We're not gonna waste no damn time.
Yeah.
Lady, you crazy? Women crazy. I'm telling
and
you, man. Women
the problem
crazy.
Is, and like with
women,
Tiger,
y'all know I'm telling the truth.
This is what Morgan and I talked about on The Edge on Wednesdays. Like, because it's Tiger. Everyone just automatically assumes he's in the wrong, but I'm over here like, he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, there's no allegations against him. He just said leave.
Yep.
She didn't, to me at least, sounds like she didn't want to leave.
Of course she didn't.
He tricked her to get out, and now we're here.
I wouldn't want to leave. I wouldn't want to leave.
No, I saw that house. I want to go. I want to go now.
You know the song LL Cool J? We call it lamping. I don't be BJ's. What's my man? I forgot his name. Smooth. JB Smooth made the term popular again on episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. But we call that lamping. She was lamping with Tiger Woods. Man, she ain't want to go nowhere.
No, and I don't blame her.
Leave that 30,000.
But I don't blame him either.
Oh, no, no. You got to get your crazy ass up out of here.
Yeah, right.
I ain't finna be up on a damn. I ain't finna. Tiger Woods, next story, Dateline, Tiger Woods. And the script. Nah, man, yeah. Hell no.
No.
Nah. He ain't finna catch me on them damn snap marathons. My man Calvin Douglas said, Q, I called Miss Rudolph at BET after they took off BET Uncut. That's why no one called you back. My bad. Come on, man. Don't do me like that. The show I was supposed to be on was Comic View was booked already for the season, so the lady said that she's going to put me on that show called Coming to the Stage. And that season, which is only one season, that's 13-year-old kid named...
You said JJ?
JJ Warner. Yeah, some 13-year-old kid named JJ. Coach P. Hunt, I'm alive. Real Keys B said Tiger Woods needs to talk to Dr. Umar. That's crazy. But anyway, man, Tiger Woods, hey, brother, I'm on your side, man. You wasn't married to the girl. You just broke up with her. Y'all dated 6 years. I don't know.
Yeah, let's get back to golf.
Yeah, And my man, like, Tiger trying to catch Jack. You trying to catch Tiger.
He's not catching Jack. We've talked about that.
I know, I'm just telling you.
Let's just get one. You know, let's just get one. and then everything will be right in the world.
All right, that's what's up. Well, you know what I want to do with you? I want to play the number one game show on the radio with you in the 4 o'clock hour. Then we're going to jump back in the 5 o'clock hour. All let's right. go.
Now it's time for the number one game show on the radio.
Who said it?
Here's your host, Mr. I Could Never Be Toast. Mr. I'm So Nice With It. Mr. Easy Money, Son. Mr. Me Whack, Never That. It's QCB.
All right, let's get it. I got one contestant in here for the play number one game show on the radio. Who said it? Got my man News at 10 Acre, Gary Broad, a.k.a. GB. You got a strong man competition coming up, don't you?
I do. Tomorrow.
Damn.
Yeah.
But y'all go play badminton with some damn Madison
Boulders.
Balls. Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna.
How many people enter in this thing?
I think in my class there's like 8 or 10.
Damn.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You been training?
Good. Yeah. So I just started getting back. I've been doing this for like 3 years, but I haven't been consistent for like a year. So I just started getting back to like lifting a lot for the last 2 months.
What, you went
so.
To Charlotte Douglas Airport and was like putting lifting, that damn
yeah,
plane,
moving the train, moving
with
the
your
planes,
tongue,
yeah.
and your teeth bite down, and,
right. Yeah, exactly.
What the hell? I don't even know what that. You pushing mega buses down 85 South to Atlanta?
You know, it's funny though. Actually, picking up those bags is pretty much one of the events. It's called a farmer's carry, but yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, let's play some Who Said It, number one game show on the radio, man. If you want to drop a line on the one line, man, hit me up, 704-227-8668. We're going to play some this hour and play some next hour. Here we go. It was the easiest yes I've ever said. Who said it? A, The Rock, B, Deion Sanders, or C, Kevin Durant? Who said it, GB?
I'm going to say Deion.
All right.
Talking about his new job.
Okay, let's go.
You big dummy.
It was actually The Rock when asked about his business partner, asked him, did he want to buy the XFL?
Oh, because they got it for pennies on the dollar.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
Vince McMahon just ruined that one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Go. We used to come to this tournament and be out in one day. Get to you again.
Okay.
We used to come to this tournament and be out in one day. Who said it? A, Penny Hardaway, B, Dawn Staley, or C, Kelvin Sampson?
I'm going to say Penny talking about Memphis because, they used to be out in one day.
All right, cool.
Now they're perennial second rounder at least.
All right, cool. That's what's up. Let's go. Let's see if we got that right.
You dumb, stupid son of a bitch.
You played me good on that one.
That go
you
hard.
Had me looking. You had me looking like, all right, I got you. I got you.
It was actually Dawn Staley after becoming the SEC champs.
Okay.
All right. Easy
that
money.
Makes sense.
There we go. the next one. They're a relevant factor in the Eastern Conference now. Who said it? A, Stephen A. Smith. B, Jalen Rose. Or C, Tim Legler. Who said it, GB?
I'm going to say, let's go Legler.
All right, cool. You sure?
No.
All right. But it was Tim Legler talking about the New York Knicks. How about this damn Charlotte Hornets? I can't figure them out.
Why are they trying to win?
Because they want to win games.
Dude, but I know, but this is the NBA, man. Like, this is not a let's build for next year. It is let's get the best prospect since LeBron James. Let's have a
it's
chance.
No guarantee. This ain't the NFL.
So what? But at least you have a chance at this game.
They still may have. How far do you think they could do? Go about winning these games. It's well, like, what, 13 games?
You still have to get into – you have to still be in the bottom half.
I think they still will be.
I mean, as I hope
they don't. I do want the Hornets to make the play-in game. I'm a playoff guy.
Oh, that's nuts.
See, no, people – that's what they call me. They say, Q, you're an idiot. You're nuts. You're a moron. Get in the playoffs,
oh, I don't care
man.
About the play-in game. That's fine. But, no, I'm saying for
Victor
the Hornets.
For,
yeah, dude, yes. Are you crazy right now? Like, what is going to the playoffs – and getting swept in the first round.
We don't know if you get swept in the first round. Like, you don't know you're going to get Victor, whoever it is. Damn, you don't,
Q,
you don't know. You don't know.
Could you even name the starting five of the Hornets right now? Dead serious.
Oh, yeah. Lonzo Mourning, Larry Johnson, Muggsy Bogues, Dale Curry. No, he was a sixth man.
Maybe Glenn Rice.
Yeah, Glenn Rice and Eddie Jones.
There you go.
I know I mixed them up. But.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my point. It's like, come on.
All right, let's go, man. Let's slide a couple more because we're going to do this again next time. Here we go. Be a man and grow up. Who said it? I'm going to get to you again. Be a man and grow up. Who said it? Former Arizona Cardinal offensive line Kelvin Beachum. B, Raptors guard Fred VanVleet. Or C, Gary Payton. GB, who said it, babe?
Now, when you're saying Gary Payton, is it senior or Gary Payton is in the league right now?
Oh, I forgot we got to do that dumbass senior stuff. Gary Payton, he stole them damn crazy islands, alleys to the glove. Okay, hold on. The glove.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Second favorite player of all time, actually.
Who was your first player?
Shaq.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that offensive lineman.
You sure?
Yeah, just because, like, for you to randomly bring up that dude, like, you don't know who the hell that is. So. You're not taking the time to go through scrolling through a roster and picking an offensive lineman. Come on.
All right, let's go. Let's see if we got it
wrong.
Let's go. Let's go. Hello. Yeah.
It's psychology, buddy.
It was a former Arizona Cardinal offensive lineman Kelvin Beachum on Kyler Murray.
Oh, and he's right.
Right. All right. That's what's up, man. Let's hit this break. We'll come back. We got I got the best of the one alive for you. Coming back after the commercial break, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, some more ACC tournament talk, and NC State, don't feel bad. What y'all did last night, you said, F it, we're already in. You're in. 23 wins. Like, you don't have no problem with NC State, do you?
Oh, no, they're in.
Are they in? Okay, well, what did the almighty Joe Lenardo say to that?
Lenardi.
Lenardi, whatever.
I thought you were actually going to get his name right.
Well, I think.
They're in. Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're in.
All hail Joe Lenardi. Come on, man. You be sitting together that Joe Lenardi.
I'm giving your audience, if they really want to know who's going to be in, that guy's always right.
Okay.
I'm telling you, 63 is 64 every year.
Right, well, I can imagine you. Do you have a Joe Lenardi bobblehead, dog?
No, I have a poster of him up in my room, though.
And you be doing this at night, you do this.
Baruch atah, hallelujah.
All right, man, we got to get up
right much.
The music that went out. You two take us out. We'll be right back. I'm all live with the QCB, man, on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Got my man Gary Broder in the building. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man Montel Jordan, live with the QCB. You know how we do it on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Hashtag facts only.
This is Brent. Brendan Haywood, NBA TV, CBS Sports Analyst, also the guy that taught QCB everything he knows about the business and sports in general. And you're rocking with me, and we're listening to the QCB Show.
Hi, Mrs. Huxtable.
Hello, Elvin.
Is Sandra ready?
Well, not yet, but she'll be down in a little while. Would you and Dr. Huxtable like some coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
You mean you're going to get it?
Yes. You're surprised?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Huxtable. I didn't think you did that kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
You know, serve.
Serve whom?
Serve him.
Oh, serve him! As in serve your man?
Well, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Elvin. You see, I am not serving Dr. Huxtable, okay?
Okay.
That's the kind of thing that goes on in a restaurant. Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee, just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that, young man, is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, anyplace, anytime, ever. Now, what would you like in your coffee?
Maybe I could get you some coffee.
That's all right. I don't mind getting it, but thanks for offering.
Elvin?
Yes, sir.
When she brings the coffee back, if I were you, I wouldn't drink it.
Best Duran Duran song right here. Best one. Soundtrack to the best James Bond movie ever made, A View to Kill. First of all, Roger Moore was James Bond.
Okay.
Number two, Christopher Walken was the damn villain. Grace Jones was in it. And his damn Bond girl, whew, let me look her name. I'm a movie buff. I'm ashamed I don't know her name. I'm going to look it up.
Is Craig Moore your favorite Bond?
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he your favorite?
Yeah. That damn Tanya Roberts.
Tanya Roberts.
Man, fine.
I don't remember her.
Google Tanya Roberts. Oh, you remember?
I can see her now. All right.
As my cousin say, you'll remember her. But yeah, super fine. Welcome back live to QCB right here, Fox Sports Radio, Charlotte. Best Duran Duran song and the best James Bond movie. That damn Daniel Craig. Man, please. Nah, I'm good. I don't think James Bond should be blonde and be muscular. He's smooth and sleek and just... I can't know. No. James Bond ain't supposed to be going to a damn...
I never got into the Bonds, honestly. I watched the Pierce Brosnan movie.
Pierce, my guy. Pierce, dope. I like Pierce.
Nah, but I'm just saying, like, they just all are the same. I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
Just like Mission Impossible. Like, everyone to me is
I can't keep up with them.
Yeah, like, there's just too many. I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
I can't keep up with them. Let's slide to the best of the one line for these fine folks in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's go.
A recent survey found that a majority of men with a close female friend secretly hope their relationship would turn sexual. Here with more on that shocking statistic is Jake Roschek.
Now it's time.
Who joins us live via satellite from the Friend Zone.
Hi, Michael. I'm currently here.
Fox Sports Radio Charlotte presents.
Deep in the Friend Zone. So I've been driving boxes across town all day and carrying awkward furniture upstairs for a pretty girl who is not attracted to me whatsoever.
It's live with the QCBs.
In fact, just today, Shannon said to me, and I quote, "I can't even picture you having sex," which I find confusing because I can picture her having sex very easily.
Oof.
Oftentimes, Shannon will have drama with one of the selfish bad boys she's attracted to, ask me to come over, and we'll sleep in the same bed so she's not lonely. She easily falls asleep, whereas I will lay awake all night actively suppressing an erection and painfully holding in gas. Unfortunately, Michael, I am a little baby bitch boy.
The crying line.
Hey, QCB. It's been a while for a wine line, but I'm about to tell you, I'm about to unload on this stupid, but slightly above average, Lamar used to be a star. First off, Lamar Jackson. Oh, I need $250 million. I need this. I need that. You're slightly above average. And like always, I've been telling folks all day today, and I mean the disrespect. I say this with the most utmost disrespect, and I'm not saying no disrespect. Lamar Jackson is nothing but an athletic version of Baker Mayfield. Yeah, I said it, man. You can't come. He's 25th or worse in all passing categories. The highest he is in any passing category. I ain't talking about running the football. Talking about passing. Now everybody pass you by. Is he better than Josh Allen? Hell no. Is he better than Patrick Mahomes? No. Is he better than Justin Herbert? Is he better than Justin Fields? Is he better than Jalen Hurts? Hell to the damn no. Is he better than Dak Prescott? Look, at best, Lamar Jackson is a maybe 17th by 18th quarterback in the National Football League. Man, I'm so sick of people saying, oh, but Lamar, he can run. So what? Ooh, I could run, too, when I was in the neighborhood and the police were chasing behind my ass. Get Lamar Jackson the f*** out of here, man. He's nothing but an overrated version of Baker Mayfield, an athletic Baker Mayfield. I'm sick of Lamar Jackson. And he cussing that kid out, talking about, use the F word and using the curse words like he's back in the damn project. Man, the guy said nothing wrong. If you want $250 million and I got to depend on a kicker, but I can't depend on you, I shouldn't give you no damn money. He ain't told no damn lie. Man, Lamar Jackson, I'm sick of you. Get him and the Baltimore Ravens the f*** out of him.
That's the angry. That's the angry MF-er. He called that. I think he called that in months ago. Let's go to one more. Hold on for you. Let's go to one more because we're up against the break. Let's go to one more.
KCB, you had to start talking about Aaron Rodgers. I hate that son of a more than I hate NC State fans. He has done less with more talent than any quarterback since Dan Marino.
My man right there can't stand NC State. Like he can't stand
him. Who's he? Who's he like?
He's a Hills fan. He can't stand NC State, boy. He can't stand him. All right, that's it for
I kind of agree with both of those guys for a couple of reasons. I agree with the first caller for saying one thing specifically. I hate when people say, no disrespect, but you're the worst human being I've ever met in my life. But no disrespect. I don't agree with his take on Lamar, but I agree with the way he said it.
You don't think Lamar Jackson's a slightly above average, better athletic?
No, man. Baker Mayfield. How many MVPs Baker got?
No, I'm with you. I'm just saying, I mean, I'm pro Baker Mayfield. People are Charlotte's.
No, I mean, Baker's a solid backup, but he's no MVP caliber player. I mean, Lamar is great. Lamar has never had anybody good around him other than Mark Andrews as tight end.
Right.
I mean, he's impressive. He's never got any talent around him. I don't know. I'm still on the fence with what they're going to do with that. But
yeah,
to me, it's like, I don't know why you don't pay that guy.
Yeah, you need to, man.
If Kyler Murray got that money, then Lamar Jackson should get that money.
Baltimore said we ain't gonna do it. We just ain't gonna do it. Well, we've had this commercial break. We'll be right back on the other side, live with the QCB. Actually, we'll talk about Lamar and Aaron Rodgers. And I got a couple more things I want to get into, but we're up against the break. Keep it locked right here, live with the QCB. Let's go.
It's time for a sports talk show that holds no punches.
Man, please.
Where the host doesn't play favorites.
Oh, I got something for they ass today.
Where the host's level of sports intelligence is pretty high.
If I wasn't doing sports talk radio, I'd definitely be working for NASA.
Even in the world of entertainment, he's got you covered.
That movie was quadruple garbage.
Here it is, live with the QCB.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. It is live with the QCB on your radio, Fox Sports Radio, Charlotte to be exact. Number to the show to join the conversation at any point in time. That's easy money. 704-227-8751. Yes, the Wanna Line is back. It's on. It's popping. Anything in the world of sports you want to get off your chest, hit up the Wanna Line, man, and whine about it. That number, 704-227-8668. We're going to play up around 5:30-ish. Also, catch the show live with the QCB on 103.7 HD3. Also, leave a comment on my Twitter at RealQCB. Follow follow me on Twitter at RealQCB. Instagram, we live right now at RealQCB. We're also live on Facebook, The Real QCB. Catch the show live with the QCB on Fox Sports, RadioCharlotte.com. Listen live that way. Also, listen to me on the app at Fox Sports Charlotte. This station has a heavy social media presence. Fox Sports CLT is the Twitter. Fox Sports CLT is the Instagram. There's 13,422 ways to listen to my show. If someone comes up to me and says, well, Q, I heard you back on the radio, pal, but I don't know how to find your show. As soon as you say that nonsense, I'm going old school and give you that Sergeant Slaughter Cobra Clutch. Right where you stand. Riding with me today, my man, News at 10 Acre, WCCB, Gary Bro. What's up, man?
Q, I'm pretty sure isn't it Camel Clutch?
The Camel. No, it is the Camel Clutch. Ted DiBiase did the Cobra Clutch.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Million Dollar Dream.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I forgot you are a wrestling dude like me.
Oh, yeah. What do you make of the WWE trying to get betting legal, betting on those matches, man? That's, to me, the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my entire
life. I think it's genius.
Why?
It's fun to bet.
It's fun to bet, yeah. Yeah. But man, that's great. Like, it's a scripted thing.
Okay,
like,
so, see, it's fake, is it? You know who's going to win. Okay, well, if you know who's going to win, y'all, you non-wrestling fans, go make $1 million then.
Well,
this should be easy for you then. This should be easy for you. I think it's genius.
No, man, come on. Like, you watch a movie, that's scripted. You have an idea of what might happen.
What the hell are you trying to say?
You might have an idea of what's going to happen at the end of the movie, but you shouldn't be able to bet on that.
Now, you can't.
What do you want to bet on? Like, okay, who dies next in Game of Thrones?
Okay, so you guessed the right that Bruce Willis was a damn ghost in The Sixth Sense?
I did. Yeah.
I had an inside track.
M. Night Shyamalan, let me know.
Now stop it.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody's gonna release that info early. That's out of it. As a better man, that's just like,
man,
that's so messed up.
What? There's so many movies that had them plot twist at the end.
Actually, I'll be honest. I am really good at like guessing within like 15 minutes what's going to happen.
What?
My girlfriend refuses to watch certain movies, or she like won't let me speak during the movie. I'm like, I bet you this is going to happen. It always does.
What?
So I know it ruins movies for me, honestly.
I mean, I talk through movies. I lean over and say, no, what the hell? I'll say something funny through a movie. I have to commentate through it, yeah. But I'm not finna. I can't get those right. I ain't even finna send the radio in front. I can't get those right. So you can kind of pinpoint.
I'm trying to think of like certain situations lately, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, I am.
I bet you couldn't guess a damn Knives Out outcome, because those things be hard. I saw the onions, onions out or whatever it was called.
What was it?
Knives Out.
Oh, no. I haven't. I know. I watched that movie.
Yeah.
No.
The newest one.
Oh, no. I didn't see the newest one.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out the ending to Cocaine Bear. So that's.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. No, wait a minute.
Yeah. You know, I found out that's based on a true story. Dead serious. I'm dead. I'm not even kidding you. That's a true story. Based on a true story.
If you think I'm finna sit up here and.
I swear to you, I'm not making this up right now. It's based on a true story. So in the 80s, a bunch of cocaine was dumped in California, and they found a bear who ingested a ton of coke, and he died. So that actually was based on a real story.
You know when someone says something dumb on my show?
You want to look it up?
I hit the button. First of all, I told anybody.
No, you can't button me on that. I'm giving you facts right now, my friend.
If anybody I knew that watched Cocaine Bear.
I didn't watch it.
I have to delete your phone number for about 6 months.
I'm going to watch it.
You hadn't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. Are you interested in seeing
it? I'm interested now that I found out that it's based on. Well, I mean, it's Ray Liotta's last movie.
Well, that's
a legend. So. I might have to, honestly. If it's on, like, Netflix, I'm sure as hell not paying for it, but, yeah.
Cocaine Bear.
I know. It's so ridiculous.
About a bear?
It's so ridiculous.
I have movies on my list that are just super, like, Pootie Tang.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was rough.
I couldn't even.
I stopped.
Yeah, I don't even, I even got to it. I don't know.
You remember the movie Island of Dr. Monroe?
Yes.
With Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
I was like probably 10 or 12. I never walked out of a movie. Dude, I walked out of a movie. That was terrible.
The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. No,
like, it's been some horrible ones.
Yeah. But you go knowing, like, if you know it's going to be a bad movie, it does make it more palatable.
Cocaine Bear. Come on.
What the hell was that?
Come on, man. Cocaine Bear.
No, 1,000 times.
Let's see what Shannon Sharp talking about, man.
Toenail, the man wears a size 17. He had gone to got a pedicure that day. They would go on to the NBA Finals.
That's true.
Okay, well, tell me what happened last year. He had an opportunity. He got his toenails done, and he wore the right size shoe, 16 and a half instead of a 17. And then what happened? Got swept. Ain't looked back. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what am I supposed to do with this, Skip? I mean, what am I supposed to, like, nah, I don't think.
What in the blue hell was that?
What the hell was that?
That guy gets paid millions of dollars to say that nonsense on TV. Well, that is insane. That is so right there what's wrong with our society. That guy makes more money than doctors, lawyers, judges, NASA astronauts. And yet, whatever that was for the last 45 seconds, that guy gets paid millions more than all of them.
Well, wait a minute. Stand
like, if you combine a teacher's salary for the next 30 years, they're not going to make what he just made with that BS that just came out of his mouth.
Stan Norfleet is a good Shannon Sharp whisperer. You do a good job sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know what that
you
is.
You couldn't get that
no,
one?
No, God, no. I mean, I'm assuming he's talking about some basketball player changed his shoes. But, that was 15 seconds of my life. I cannot get back.
Well, here's another 10.
He can't cover everybody, so we just left him alone. Deion had an even day. Jersey didn't even get dirty. Uniform didn't get dirty when he played Broncos because we wasn't fooling with him. But that other guy?
What in the blue hell was that?
What the hell was that?
I mean, I get what he was saying, but does he finish sentences? Is he allergic to finishing sentences?
Let me give you one more before we move on.
Other than a few affairs, he was a good husband. Right. What the hell you mean other than that?
Right.
That's it!
Wait a minute. Let me give that one more time. Let's go.
Other than a few affairs, he was a good husband. Right. What the hell you mean other than that?
Right.
That's it!
What in the blue hell was that?
What the hell was that?
I'm going to you on this one. You're going to have to explain that. Come on. I don't know, honestly.
Oh, man. I think that's when he was talking about, I assume Tiger Woods. I don't know. I don't know. It was some analogy they was trying to put together, like it's still bad. Like saying, well, other than a few affairs, he was a good husband. And I don't know where he went. I mean, listen, he just goes hard. I mean a hard left.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, no, he goes hard left, then he goes hard right, then left, then right. The guy does not finish a thought. It's incredible. And yet he does 3 hours of TV per day. And then you have Skip, who's one of the, like, he could do an infomercial for boring. Like, Skip Bayless is awful, and those two somehow get primetime morning television. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you didn't launch your day. Yeah, folks, you can't go watch Cocaine Bear. I don't even know what to do with it. I don't know what to do with it. I mean, Cool Joe, yeah, I get it. Cocaine Bear, I don't know. Edward Scissorhands, A Man with Scissors Cut. I mean, it's been
that was a good movie.
Yeah, no, I'm a Johnny Depp guy. I'm just saying, yeah, Winona Ryder. I get it. I just, Chucky, it's just so much. I don't know, man.
Look, I'm not going into this thinking it's going to win awards.
But if you channel surfing.
But if it's on there.
You got to check it out.
Netflix or. This seems like an Amazon type movie, If it's on Amazon and it's free.
Yeah, you're all in. It's already in the theater.
Because, dude, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I hate scrolling. Like, right. I'm over-scrolling through 15 minutes of movies and stuff. I would rather just see what's the newest thing out there. If it piques my interest, even in the slightest, I'd rather spend that time just watching it than looking for 30 minutes going through what could be the next movie I watch.
Now, are you a Jennifer Lawrence fan?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Okay.
Certain movies.
Let me give you guys a look, because after The Edge, we will watch trailers at Morgan's desk.
Okay.
All right? I get the whole crew, because I have, like, a plethora of trailers in my arsenal, my back pocket.
You got a little crush on her?
Oh, no. Okay. She's okay. She's all right. But listen, this movie looks funny. Folks out there listening to QCB, go watch the No Hard Feelings trailer with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
It looks funny.
All right.
I'm gonna leave it at that. It looks good. She really did no type of comedies like that before, but you know, Hunger Games and all that stuff, whatever she's been in, and other stuff with Bradley Cooper, what the mother movie she did, and Silver Linings Playbook and all that.
Oh yeah,
watch the trailer. It looks funny as it looked like a Farrelly movie did or something like that.
Okay, I like
So that's what we got.
Yeah,
we got.
I like them.
You made a good point about the coaches in ACC. We just, we're just talking during a break before dive into the Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, with, you know, Boeheim just retired.
Yes.
And, you know, that man's an institution.
Top 10 coach of all time?
For college basketball?
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think there's...
How?
I there's certain...
We could name 10. Now stop, man. Come on now.
No, I think there's something that has to be said for longevity. Like, I truly believe in that. I mean, he coached in so many different types of basketball eras.
Yes.
That to have success in each era is extremely impressive.
You don't have to win a ring in each. You don't have 18 rings.
No,
I
mean,
it.
He has his one. I can't believe it's been 20 years since he won he won that championship.
Right, right, right.
But no, I mean, I think top 10 is reasonable considering the longevity.
I mean, if you
wins.
Start naming his players from Carmelo, I mean, Derek Coleman to Carmelo, and just.
He doesn't have a lot of, honestly, not a lot of huge names, though. Like, really.
Derek Coleman's pretty damn good.
Yeah, no, I'm
Carmelo
saying.
Carmelo Anthony was pretty damn good.
All right, if you say after Anthony, like Michael Carter Williams, McNamara, like those are his best players in the last 20 years.
Right.
So he hasn't had, like, maybe he's not a great recruiter, but I do think he's a great coach.
He was always in the mix. So many NCAA appearances.
Yeah.
Always in the mix.
When they're in the Big East,
the Big
too.
East. That's when the Big East was the Big East.
And that's the thing. You know, so he swapped from Big East to ACC. That obviously is a tough transition. That's a different transition, which is usually a little bit rougher basketball in the Big East. No, I think he's top 10. I just the whole thing, and I made the point earlier that coaching is, I think, the most important in college basketball.
I agree with that. That was a good point. I agree with that.
Yeah, just because of how things change so much in college basketball. You know, like, 10 years ago, no one wanted to do the one and dones except for Calipari, and then he was crushing it, and then all of a sudden everybody started doing it, and then they thought that, you know, you had to build up guys for 4 years and then make a run at it at the end of their 4-year run. And it's like, no, you can, you know, just have a great player and mold your system around that. And I think that's why, like, coaches in college basketball have made the biggest transition and evolution, I'd say, in the last 15 to 20 years of any coach in any sport to this point. I mean, like, you mentioned baseball, but baseball, hell, hasn't changed since its inception.
Right.
150 years ago.
Yeah, college basketball changed drastically, obviously, you know, from skipping college to go to the pros, to making them stay 1 year.
Right.
And still guys not even coming to college, going to play international for 1 year professionally.
Exactly. And then the NIL now, too. I mean, having to deal with that. I mean, there's a lot that has to go into that. But, yeah, man, like, Roy Williams is gone. Obviously, that, you know, Hubert Davis stepped in well, but Roy Williams is a huge name. Coach K is the biggest name and the best coach of all time in any sport, I would argue. And then with Boeheim leaving, I mean, that's, you know, there's a lot. I just saw Bill Self went to the hospital today.
So
who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he's going to be okay. But, like, you know, if you have health scares like that, typically coaches do tend to step down, like an Urban Meyer type situation.
Roy Williams.
Yeah.
Even before Maryland left the ACC, Gary Williams was a pretty good coach.
Gary Williams is a great coach.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sweat through all.
They won a national championship in 2000. Yeah.
With Dixon and 2003.
Yeah.
Blake and all them guys.
That was a good team.
Yeah.
And that was when Duke had, like, I think that 2002 team, when Duke lost in the Sweet 16 to Indiana.
Was Jay Williams on that?
Jay Williams was on that.
He was nasty.
That was the Boozer, Dunleavy, Jay Williams, Duhon were all on that team.
Listen,
and I think they just
team.
Got Dante Jones also. That team was stacked. And the only person they lost that year from the championship the year before was Shane Battier.
You see, that's when guys were coming back.
Yeah, but that's why college basketball was so great
back then.
You had time invested into these players. Like, they stuck around for 2, 3, 4 years. Like, dude, Jay Williams was the number two pick, would have been the number one pick if it wasn't for Yao Ming.
Yeah.
But he stayed for 3 years.
He was nasty.
He was amazing.
Nasty.
But, like, if that was nowadays, there's no way that Jay Williams is even going to go to college. He's probably going to go overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does go to college, he might pull, Wiseman, who doesn't play half the season, you know, like, just to protect himself. So that's what sucks.
Simmons did it, too. And Kyrie was hurt, though. But Kyrie
was legit hurt. And Kyrie was, like, kind of at the time period where there were the one and done's were a thing, but like they weren't taking it as much of a business. They were still trying to play basketball because they knew they had to play basketball.
I couldn't believe he's supposed to. He was supposed to be that great and play, like, what did he play, 13 games?
You're right. He might have played about
three. He went one or two. He went one, didn't he?
Yeah, he was one.
Okay,
yeah. The Cavs took him at one.
Yeah.
But, no, that year was because Duke had won the championship the year before
but
that.
But did Jay get him a championship and was going for back-to-back, or they didn't win it?
What, the year that they lost to Indiana?
Well, I know they lost, I'm saying, but did he, I think he got him a chip.
So, yeah, they had a chip the year before. Right. That was when Battier and Williams.
Tell your fans, they had a good team, man. I apologize.
No, that was an amazing team. Like, truly, that was an amazing, like, the worst player on that team was probably, what, Mike Dunleavy, played 10 years in the league?
Like, yes.
You know, that if that's your worst player on your starting five, that's pretty damn good.
And I remember Coach K, I was, you know, a million interviews. He was talking to somebody. He's like, he's telling my players, if you can't shoot threes, you can't play for me.
Yeah.
Because Jay Williams, you talking about Steph, Jay Williams used to pull them joints. He used to pull them.
But that was the other thing, too. Like, even with Coach K, like, the three-pointer became more of a thing in the last 10 to 12 years as well. Like, when Coach K had Redick, that's when he started to really make that transition. But not a lot of teams were doing the three up until about 10, 15 years ago. Right. Where they were shooting, you know, Golden State type, like, just – keep chucking the ball
up. Yeah, you know, Alaskan Assassin, Trajan Langdon. And
that
all
was
them
the
guys.
Late 90s with Brand. Yeah, I think that was a Final Four team. I'm pretty sure.
Man, again, we're talking about ACC.
I told you, I was a Duke fan growing up. I still am.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got a little knowledge on Duke. I got all the national championship shirts at home still. Yeah.
Right, well,
there's a lot of them.
All right, well, I know you can't stand Tupac, but he's going to take us a break. What the hell is your beef with Tupac Shakur?
I think he's a hypocrite.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his, like...
Yeah, this song, A Letter to His Unborn Child.
No, I mean, he's great lyrically. It's just...
Oh, you're talking about how one song he'd be Dear Mama, I want to save the world.
Respect Our Women, and like his next video, he's like pouring champagne on a bunch of women. And it's like, I just, you know, like...
Let me say this. It's certain women for certain situations,
I'm not saying that. I get that, but it's just that's not...
Dear Mama, love women. Keep your head up. Next song.
Great message.
B, get over here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so...
Hey, man, it's certain
I just
songs.
Don't like hypocrisy. You know what I mean?
No, that's not hypocrisy, though.
What's that? Just trying to him trying to sell records?
No, that's just him speaking truth.
Okay.
Listen to him.
Talking about how dirty it is out here. Somebody gonna clean it up.
Yeah?
Yeah, no. I mean, he had great messages. I'm not saying that. I was never a big... Plus, I was such a, like, Biggie guy that...
And I know that seems real funny because everybody is saying that these days.
See what I'm saying?
Well, dude, when that whole, like, East Coast, West Coast thing was going on, like, I was, like, 8, 10, 12 years old. Like,
I lived.
I was very impressionable, though. Like, I was... paying attention to that, so I'm like, I gotta choose a side, apparently. You know, like, I was young and I didn't, you know, so it just kind of stuck with me, I guess. Still, he is great. I mean, there's no question about it, obviously.
All right, man. Everyone knows that, man.
Dude, I talked to a kid I work with who's like 22. He listens to hip-hop. Never heard a Tupac song, I should say.
Okay, he need to get tased.
Oh, yeah, no.
Keep it on a low pace. Don't hurt him. He need to get tased one time.
No.
You know what? That's going to make me go, let's get the hell up out of here if I get upset, man. We'll be right back. I'm all out with the QCB. I got the one line coming back. Number one game show on the radio. We got Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, more ACC talk, expert and everything. Bartholomew Wilcox coming up. Keep it locked right here live with the QCB. My man, Gary Bro, you work tonight?
Nah.
All right, that's what's up. All right, we out. Get the feel up, or we all just cursed to be street thugs, cause being black hurts, and even worse if you speak first, living my life as an outlaw, what could be worse, cause chopping it up with my guy, Hall of Famer Donnie Shell. It's an old white man who worked here named Charlie Nance. He worked on WSOC, the country station. He said he's still mad at you, cause in 1978 in Astrodome, you broke Earl Campbell's ribs, and he was a Houston Oilers fan. He's still mad at you for breaking Earl Campbell's ribs.
Yeah, but you didn't tell him this. Just tell him I prayed for him afterwards.
That's live with the QCB, Mondays and Fridays, evening drive, 4 to 6, right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte, hashtag, I got Hall of Famers, too.
What's cracking? This your homeboy, Ice Cube, and you know what you're doing. You listening to the QCB show, Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Oh, yay, yay.
Look, if you say that word one more time, I'm going to take action. Some of these government workers are rude.
I dare you to say it one more time. I'll shut the show down.
What? I mean,
all right. All you wise asses over here, cut their lights out. Cut their lights out.
What's he doing?
Damn it, you can hear me back there. Cut those lights out.
He shut the show down.
Cut them out.
He's not serious.
You don't like that, do you? You want to boo me, Vince McMahon? Cut their lights out also. Cut them out. Cut them out.
What's he doing, King? He can't shut down the show. What do you mean he can't? He owns his thing. He'll put a Star Trek rerun on in a minute.
You want to mess with me?
No, no.
You want to give me that what, Chad? I hate that word. All right, you people go to darkness too.
Okay, we're live on national television.
Cut him out.
He's shutting him down.
And if that's not enough, just to make it, all four corners, cut those lights out as well. Cut him out.
Wait a minute, that's... He shut down the time trap.
Well then, yeah. How do you like that, huh?
See what you people did?
That's not good enough for you? Say what one more time, I dare you.
Are they crazy?
All right, cut out all the lights. Cut them all out.
No! What's he doing? What the heck? We're in total darkness, King. Hey, what? Keep your hands
down. You see? That's just how powerful I am.
Where's my wallet?
I can make you people at home watch in total darkness. I can make as well you people here in the MCI Center. I can make you stand here and watch in total darkness, watch a dark screen.
Wait a minute. That's Stone Cold's music.
Hey, bring your lights back up.
No.
Bring your lights back up.
Wait a minute.
Damn it. Bring your lights back up. Bring it back up.
Talk to me, man. It's your boy, Young Hope. If you turn the noise up, we can get right into the proceedings this evening. Headphones at the start, bring it down a little bit. Okay, now we working with it. The boy face up and baseline, baby.
We gotta let Jay bring it in, though. Hold on, G. We gotta let him bring it in.
Young home. All right. Chill. Kanye West on the track. Chi-town. What's going on now? Can I talk to y'all for a minute? Let me talk to y'all for a minute. Just give me a minute of your time, baby. I don't want much. Let me talk these motherfuckers. Guess who's Bizak? You still smell it in my clothes. Don't make me have to relapse on these. Take it back down the tax in the road.
Welcome back live with the QCB Gattles on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Check us out live online at foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. And this is the Jay-Z that I like. Like, I get you changing, you're growing, you're a billionaire. Like, I still don't believe that's Jay-Z that's married to Beyonce. I think that's Beyonce's uncle.
You like old school Jay-Z. Yeah, no, I do too. No,
that's
for
sure. Our damn uncle, man. Ain't no damn Jay-Z, man. I got my man Gary
Bowles. That's a weird relationship, man.
That's right. WCCB News at 10 Anchor. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets is going to be a disaster. Now I hope it happens.
It's not going to be a disaster.
I'm not even thinking about Brett Favre.
That's insane.
GB
for you to say
is going
to
be a damn disaster.
What's considered a disaster, first of all?
Okay, you know who he had to face twice a year?
The underachieving Buffalo Bills, yes.
Okay. The Dolphins?
Without a quarterback.
We don't know that.
Flip a coin. I mean,
we don't know that.
Okay, if as long as they don't play Tua week one, there's no guarantee that he's going to be in the game.
And then New England.
I'll be okay with it. They beat New England this year without Aaron Rodgers. I think they'll be fine.
As a matter of fact, I'd give you more than that. They was 2-2 against the AFC East last year.
You mean 3-3? 3-3.
No, they was 2-2.
There's six games.
I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers. They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Bills.
Okay.
But they beat New England. They beat the Dolphins.
Okay.
So I'm giving them props. I'm not a one-sided guy. But last time I saw Aaron Rodgers, he got smacked in Detroit at the house, went to go in. That's Detroit swept them in the series. I don't know nothing that could even lure Aaron Rodgers. It's not money. Why in the hell would he want to go from Green Bay to the Jets? To the damn Jets. If Rex Ryan come out and coach him, I'd be cool with it. Because he took the Jets to back-to-back AFC championship games. and the Jets only had one 10-win season since 2011. But that's no – who was he throwing it to? If you thought Aaron Rodgers was pouting and crying and had horrible body language with the Green Bay Packers and the Packers defense, way better than the Jets. Shout out Jair Alexander, Charlotte Kidd. That I don't know what's making – unless you're just done with Green Bay and, you know, you and LaFleur can't get along or whatever, that's no way in hell I'm going to the Jets. No way. No way.
So you do realize that they have Garrett Wilson, who is the rookie of the year. They have Breece Hall, who
– never heard like of him.
Dude, he's rookie of the year.
I heard of Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace. I've heard of Wilson Middle School here in Charlotte. I heard of Grady Wilson from Sanford and Son. But Garrett Wilson, I've never heard of him.
Ohio State.
There you go, you Buckeye.
Buckeyes, OH, baby.
But how, though? What Aaron Rodgers to the Jets means what? What would that mean to them?
To the what does it mean to the Jets?
What would it mean? Instant what, Garrett?
I think that it means that they're instantly in the playoffs, first and foremost.
Damn,
no, like I would bet a pretty good chunk of change.
Well, it
on
is
that.
An extra wild card team in the playoffs. So.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, they're a 10 win minimum team.
Weren't Aaron Rodgers like today?
Truly, I mean, wow. Weren't they a nine? Like, am I missing? Weren't they an 8 or 9 win team this year?
Who the Jets?
Yeah, with. They had 7 wins this year with Zach Wilson and that dude who I've never heard of. Like you could use your little clip for that one.
Right, who in the blue hell are you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean if you're winning 7 games with Zach Wilson, who was throwing, I mean, at one point, like he really literally threw like 80 yards a game at one point. Like that's not an exaggeration. I'm not making that number up. So if you're winning 7 games with that, I mean, they have a lot of pieces in place. I get that you don't want to play Josh Allen twice a year, and it's a lot easier to stay in the NFC North, where you're playing no one for 6 games. But ultimately, like
– and he can't beat them guys no more. He can't beat them no more.
Well, all the more the reason then. That just shows that, like, not their defense isn't there. I mean, their defense isn't good. He's making these receivers in Green Bay look a lot better than they actually are. None of these guys could hold a candle to any solid receiver in the
end. Yeah. I agree with that.
And so why not? I mean, like, you're not losing anything by going to the Jets. In fact, you're gaining a better defense. You're gaining a higher projected and an overall better top receiver in Garrett Wilson. You know, you have Aaron.
I like the Jets coach. I like
Coach. Yeah, Saleh's a good defensive coach. He's going to do his own thing and work on the defense, and Rodgers is going to take care of the offense, which that egomaniac absolutely loves having control of the offense.
He's a definitely amigo. He's an arrogant.
Yeah, and so why would that not work out? I mean, really, I'm not saying they're Super Bowl.
Because the division's hard.
Is it, though? I mean, really. Like,
Josh Allen's a great regular season guy.
Yes, he is.
Regular season
guy.
But
they only play him twice a year.
Right. It's just a lot of things that comes with the Jets, man. They're the Jets.
I mean, look.
JETSSUCK.
Yeah.
Huge BALLSs.
But that's kind of what you know, if you're going to try to get out of that mantra, that stigma of sucking, this is what you have to do, bring a guy like that.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, if I'm leaving Green Bay, I'm going somewhere I could possibly be Super Bowl or bust. I don't see Super Bowl or bust with the damn New York Jets.
All right, so who, I mean, here's the other thing.
I would just stay where I'm at.
No, see, I don't have a problem if you're going to give me another team and say, like, all right, let's go to the Niners, which I don't think that would ever happen. But, like, if you're going to give me another team that makes sense, that's fine. There ain't no way in hell that you watch those Packers games last year and say, oh, they'll turn it around this year.
I agree with you.
So, like, so you know you're, not, so
no
you know you're
land.
Not winning a Super Bowl, though, with Green Bay. At least you have a change of scenery. You can get out of that whole drama with Jordan Love. I mean, for God's sakes, they might go 4-3 and 4, and he gets benched because they want to see how Jordan Love's doing. Like, you don't know that because the whole franchise is in flux right now.
I agree with that.
I would like, if I'm 40 years old, I would like some stability if I'm going to spend the last 2 or 3 years of my career getting beat up.
Well, under that premise, I could see where you're coming from, because I think at this point in time...
Did I just win an argument? Ding, ding. Ring the bell. Come on, ring the bell. That's a win. That's a win.
All right.
There we go.
You happy?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Two. All right, cool.
All right.
Well, I mean, what would your preference
be? This is not Joe Montana going to Kansas City. Because Joe Montana.
But Joe Montana went to an AFC champ, a couple of AFC championships.
He sure did. Yeah. He played well out there. He had a damn good defense. R.I.P. Derek Thomas and Neil Smith. He had a good defense out there. He did. Good
they
running back.
They have a good defense. Yeah. I'm not saying, but they have a good defense in New York. I mean, they really do. And they have a young defense, more importantly. Like, right. It's not like, oh, we're at the end. Like, Sauce Gardner might be the best cornerback in the league in 2 years.
Well, I want him to go to the Jets just to see how much of a disaster is going to be. Like that horrible rock movie, Skyscraper.
You know, so
telling me, man, with one leg, go pull a damn Bruce Willis and Die Hard. Don't disrespect Bruce Willis like that ever again. But go ahead.
I didn't
see it. I couldn't come close.
I saw it. It wasn't bad. I have a bias. I have a bias towards
GB,
the Rock. I like everything that the Rock does.
I'm a Rock guy. You got to stop.
I'm not saying, but it was entertaining.
You
got
to stop watching these horrible ass
movies,
man.
Dude, you are watching. There's certain movies you watch for the entertainment value, not because it's good. I did. It was not awful. It was certainly not great.
You saw Skyscraper.
Well, first off, you might not like the movie, but you would not be sleeping because it was one of those like blowing things up left and right kind of movies where you're always like startled by what's next. But no, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it.
Well,
but you're not going to be upset that you watched it.
Any part of the movie did you yell out this?
What in the blue hell was that?
One leg. I mean, with one leg, pulled a Bruce Willis and Die Hard and kicked everybody's ass.
I mean, I love how you say it like that couldn't happen, but yet Bruce Willis is leaping buildings with a single bound in
Die
Hard 3.
No, he tied himself up with that damn.
No, with like Die Hard 3, he's like, that dude's like literally jumping from like building to building as if he has superpowers.
Don't
like,
you ever disrespect Bruce Willis in my presence, presence.
I'm,
he had a great movie with Sarah Jessica Parker called Striking Distance. That was another good one. Hey, look here, man. I'm nice. I told you, man. I'm nice with the movies, man. I'm nice.
Well, I'm nice with actors I like. I was never a big Willis guy.
No.
I'm not trying because I know everything.
Today?
I know what's going on. I mean, like with his situation, I'm not trying to like kick him while he's down here. I've never liked Bruce Willis. I've never liked
his movies.
With
his medical situation. You ain't
no,
said
I've never.
Crazy, I'm just
Sixth
saying.
Sense was a good movie, but that was basically because of the twist at the end.
Are you kidding me?
I don't like his acting, honestly. I think he's very.
I've never heard no one say they don't like Bruce Willis. What's wrong? What are you trying to do to me today,
honestly,
man?
Honestly, man, I don't see what the hype is. I don't
about
get it.
About Bruce Willis?
Yes, I don't know what he has the same inflection the entire hour and a half movie. Like, I don't understand what you like about him.
What about the Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers, the commercials he did back in the 80s?
The fact that you were going to an 80s commercial to prove his acting skills shows that he has no acting skills.
I'm just throwing that in
you
there.
You just did that.
I just threw it in
like,
there.
Like, dude, he has 100 movies, and you went to an 80s commercial about
have
a soft drink.
Have you seen Blind Date with him and John Larroquette and Kim Bates? Have you seen that? Have you seen, I just named Striking Distance. He's more than just die. How about his TV credits with Sybil Shepherd?
Making guest appearances.
No, he had his own hit TV show with Sybil Shepherd.
I don't remember that one.
See that?
Okay. I need to school myself a little bit more.
I can't. But
you, or I'd rather just not watch. That's.
What about the movie here with Michelle Pfeiffer called the Two of Us or something? It was, you know what, man? I can't. He has so many awesome movies. I can't believe this.
What are you going to tell me? The Fifth Element is going to be up there too?
That was good.
That was not good.
I can't believe you're disrespecting Bruce Willis like this.
That
today,
was
man.
The same. That was the same thing. Like Fifth Element. Like just like with Die Hard, he's jumping out of planes. In this case, jumping from galaxy to galaxy, and his inflection does not change for an hour and a half.
And I'm not even looking up the movies. Just off, I could easily hit Google and type in Bruce Willis. I'm not even going to do that. I'm going off the top of my head. I'm shocked at you.
It's the same thing. Like every single day, he literally
well,
sounds
Bruce
the
Willis?
Same. Yeah.
All right.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Hey, now stop. Now you being disrespectful.
It sounds the same. Like, everything he says sounds exactly the same.
Oh, man, my man being disrespectful to Bruce
but
Willis.
But no, all right. But,
oh, that's
but
funny,
seriously,
man.
Though, where do you want Rodgers to go? Like, I will say, hey, it's great great that he's out of the NFC now. Extra spot for our Cowboys,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, we
I'm
definitely.
I'm not upset about that.
Me neither, because he...
Assuming he goes there. I mean, right, that's still... That could be next week.
Because we know he has our damn number. He's 8-2 against the something crazy like that?
I would have guessed 47-2. I don't remember the last time we beat him.
Right. Well, let's slide to the wine line, man. I can't believe my man don't like Bruce Willis.
I don't.
It was three superstars that held us down back in the 80s. It was Sylvester Stallone going into the 90s. Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Bruce Willis. Those was our guys. Before then, Wesley Snipes came along and always been on black. You know.
Are you saying for like action heroes?
Yes. He was over right. Jean-Claude okay. Van Damme.
I was going to say, no. Get out of here. I'll at least take Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Over Bruce Willis?
Over Bruce Willis. At least his okay. movies were exciting.
Jean-Claude Van Damme could do a split. Give him an Oscar.
When he does a split and then punches a dude and then he screams and there's every blood vessel popping. Oh, come on, man.
Bruce
that
Willis
dude
made a hit movie with the father from Family Matters.
Okay.
That takes a lot. He said, man, get on my... You know what? Look at you, dude.
For you to watch Kickboxer or Lionheart
yeah,
and say
I get it,
that,
yeah.
that Willis carried, not JVCD, that's crazy.
Didn't your boy do a movie with Dennis Rodman?
Double Team. Yeah.
Okay, Double Team. You know what I said when I watched Double Team? I screamed it at the theater when I said it. This is exactly what I said when I saw Double Team.
What the hell was that?
What in the blue hell was that?
Double Team?
That wasn't his best.
All right.
Lionheart was awesome.
Yeah, okay. What are we doing? You don't throw me damn off. What are we doing? Oh, we're going to do the the water line, Bruce Willis. You see, he's overrated or you just don't like him? Which one?
Both. I mean, I don't like him, and I think he's overrated. I don't know why people like him so much.
Okay, now what I'm about to do, I'm about to pull up some Bruce Willis movies. I know people probably screaming at the radio that I hadn't even named which Bruce Willis was freaking awesome in.
And
I'm going to change your mind if we get out of here.
There's probably five or seven movies of his.
Five or seven?
That I haven't seen of his that you're going to be like, oh, you got to check this out. I'm sure there's.
Because he made the transition.
The thing, once you watch seven or eight movies of his and you don't like any of them, why would I continue to watch movies that I don't like of him?
He has range as an actor.
But it's a definition of insanity. If I don't like the first five movies I watched of him, why would I continue to watch him?
Because something may click with you. So you know what? I do like that one. I do like it. Some stuff has to grow on you. Some albums, some CDs, like Tears for Fears dropped a new album, Tipping Point, which is awesome. Some of the songs had to grow on me. I got the vinyl, by the way.
My
butler Nigel got it for me. Yeah.
He got it for you.
Yeah. He's nice. Yeah. He's awesome.
It's good to have that connection.
It is, man. Let's go to the one.
Oh, I almost didn't tell you.
Now it's time.
So last night, it's about 11:30. I go to the bathroom to,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio Charlotte presents.
You got the energy for that at 11:30?
I always have the energy. So I'm thinking about Jenna Jameson, you know?
And who's she?
Porn star, way hot. And all of a sudden, she pops out.
It's live with the QCBs.
You know who pops in? You're not going to believe this. Cheryl. Can you believe that?
My wife?
Cheryl, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, she was there. I couldn't believe it. You know, I just, boom, she was there. You can't control who pops in. She pops in.
She pops in? Well, why did you pop her out?
I tried popping her out. She wouldn't pop out.
Well, she insisted on staying?
Not exactly.
I want to be here with you, Jeff.
Well, did I not my team? She popped in.
The hell are you using my wife for?
I thought you'd be flattered. You can't control who pops in.
Yeah?
You can't.
Okay. Next time she pops in, pick your pants up and get out of the room.
The Crying Line.
I got a question. Just Big Juan calling me. How you
Big
doing?
Big Juan, what up?
I got a question on how you go from talking about Carolina getting in and being compared to you not being funny. And then you blame the weather because you couldn't get to L.A. It was destiny for you not to go to L.A. to be a comedian. You supposed to host a sports talk radio show, not tell jokes. So I don't know what you mad about. You have turned out to be all right as a sports radio host, not a comedian. Okay? Go Panthers.
Big one.
See? You're good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it, people like you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I was still here. I was at WFSZ at the time, like my first year there, and I was slinging them jokes. I just, I don't sit back and do the wish thing. That's why I, radio, television, stand up on V1019 with JD, Power 98. I'm on K104.7. Mm-hmm. I'm always doing.
You're busy.
Yeah, you don't.
You're a hustler.
I tell people all the time, you don't go. Just don't be content with one thing.
No, you're not. I really respect that about you because you do a lot of stuff. I mean, you are all over the place in Charlotte, and I really respect that.
And
honestly,
I appreciate it. Now I'm only by myself. I'm the producer, executive producer. Come on, my content.
Oh,
I'm,
and you got to see this. Like for everyone who listens, like you have, they have no idea how much you are constantly moving these boards right now. Like this dude is, and I, you know, I work with in television. But, like, this guy has the soundboard right now. He's working the graphics. He's listening to the one line. Like, he's just – he's doing a lot in these 2 hours, whereas I'm over here like, what's going on Instagram right now? Oh, someone else had a kid. That's great. Let's not like that one. Keep doing what you're doing.
Back
it's
in the
impressive.
Day, man, yeah, we had the big studio across the hall, which is still over there. It makes me cry when I walk past it because it's dusty and stuff. Nah, Pac-Man be sitting there in that six microphone table. There's two co-hosts, and we're all Pac had to do was cut, he didn't have to cut his damn mic on. Hayseed would cut the mic on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daniel Norwood was a producer, Tony DiGiacomo. I'm back there screening calls, pulling wires, and I go in the big studio, do my flashes, and come like, hey, but now producer. I'm like Tyler Perry, producer. Executive producer, everything. I do everything. It's fun.
Social
though.
Media, marketing, oh, yeah. talent. Yeah.
Hey, but check this out. My guy Petty P came on my live Instagram right now. We talking about because my man GB is destroying Bruce Willis. He said, "What'd he say? QCB, bro, you probably fall asleep watching the Gunsmoke channel. You got the actor preferences." He said, "You got the actor preferences of a Whole Foods cashier. Range as an actor." He mumbles and stares. How's that range?
That's what I'm saying.
This is my man, Petty P. Bruce Willis is on the same acting level as the Visine Dry Ice commercial guy. Wow.
Yes, dude. Like,
Petty P, come on, my G.
He's not wrong. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going through these movies, and all of his good movies were just good movies.
Like, he was in Pulp Fiction,
I know. Again, that's what I was actually going to reference.
Okay.
Like, it was an overall good movie, but, like, he wasn't overly great in anything. Again, like the Sixth Sense, a great ending, but he wasn't like you weren't like, oh my God, I really, really felt
about,
the emotion
about,
out of him. Hell,
about,
like, the kid was better than him in the movie. Like he got out acted by a 7-year-old in that movie.
Joel Osment.
Yeah.
What about the story of us? Him and Michelle Pfeiffer. What about I just got so many
Armageddon. Somehow an asteroid's coming towards Earth, and this guy doesn't have any emotion for 2.5 hours. Not worried about it. He's willing to go on the asteroid, blow it up. But yeah, okay. This one's for you. Man, tell him I said I love him.
Man, that's actually funny.
Thanks, Bruce. great work.
Hey man, let's get up out of here. We up against the break. We'll come back. We're gonna play the number one game show on the radio, man. We need. But let's go, man. You wild. I'm gonna look up some more Bruce Willis movies. What about Red and Red 2? He was in G.I. Joe. The Split.
Oh, my God.
What about you
just naming movies and hoping I'm going to say, that was a good one.
What about Unbreakable?
I don't remember that one.
Heart's War.
Did you watch that one? Like, seriously, you're just naming. I'm watching you go through. You're just naming these movies. You haven't even seen 3/4 of these movies.
Hey, let's go to break, man. You're trying
to
kill
me. Yeah, exactly.
Let's get up out of here. We'll be right back.
Bested.
More louder.
You got bested.
What's going on with you, man?
No, I just want to say, man, at 3 o'clock we need QCB instead of Doug Goggler, man. Yes, sir. We need QCB instead of Doug Goggler.
You be on Fox all day?
Yeah, man. I listen to Two Bowls, Cup of Joe. I listen to Dan Patrick. I like Colin Cowherd sometimes. But you the best, man.
The people have spoken.
Hey, I appreciate your love and your ears. Continue to listen live with the QCB Mondays and Fridays, Evening Drive on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte.
# facts only.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your man, Clint Portis. You're listening to the QCB show.
This is Steve Atwater with the Denver Broncos. You're listening to the QCB show.
Trying to reach the green from here, shooter?
That's not possible, sir.
I beg to differ. Happy Gilmore accomplished that feat no more than an hour ago.
Well, moron, good for Happy Gilmore. Oh, my God!
Hey, shooter, haven't you forgotten your 9-iron?
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me asleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of...
Shut the hell up! Now, you will go to sleep.
or I will put you to sleep. Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Oh, dear.
I got a big ego, ha ha ha. Oh, such a big ego, I got a big ego. She love my big ego, so stroke my big ego. I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go. Welcome to the wonderful world. Go play the Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up. Talking to the girl, she said, know what? Grow up, you nasty. I don't understand why they tripping, if you ask me. Flow just the nicest. I admit the propane I just spit probably just raised the gas prices. Everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me. What you on, dog? Trying to stay.
Breaking news, breaking news. Appreciate my Instagram live, man. My guy, Mr. Adams up there said, Q, the Panthers has traded up number one in the draft to become the number one pick in the NFL draft.
This is legit. I'm looking at the Schefter right now. So apparently Carolina gets the first pick of the draft.
They traded with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Become the number one pick in a 2023 draft.
So you ready? Here's what they gave up. It's a lot. This is a lot. Two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and DJ Moore. That's all. I mean, to
now,
move
wait a
up.
Minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Two firsts. Bears get two firsts.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. And their best offensive player, DJ Moore, to get the number one overall.
Now, you're getting a quarterback, either young or whoever. We know.
Yeah,
what
I assume it'd be Bryce Young at this point.
Now, who the hell are you gonna throw it to?
I don't know. That's what, like, for me, I would rather have given up another second round pick down the road and kept DJ Moore. Because what's the point? I mean, first off, this is a great deal for Chicago, like a fantastic deal for Chicago.
Damn,
this is exactly what they were looking for from a Carolina perspective.
Is this all this year's though?
He just said that's all he's saying, but I'm guessing that it'll be this year's first, next year's first.
Well, go ahead. He said from a Carolina perspective.
From a Carolina's perspective, I mean, I would have rather waited another year for Caleb Williams and given
that's
up all of
lot.
This. You know what I mean? Like, I guess there's always the chance that whoever's at number one isn't going to want to give up the number one pick for the top prospect. But I don't know. You got to give up a lot to get get the first pick overall, though. That's the one thing I will say. You have to give up a ton to get that. I mean, for the Redskins or the Washington football team, whatever they are, Commanders now, to get RG3, didn't they give up like 3 first-round picks?
Oh, it was insane.
Yeah, and that was a second pick overall. So I'm just saying you are going to give up a lot of pieces, but I just don't – the DJ Moore thing, man, I'd almost rather give up a first-round pick like 4 years from now rather than get rid of my best offensive player for – you know, he's going to be the go-to guy, I would think, for your new quarterback for the next 10 years. It's not like DJ Moore's old. What's he, 24, 25?
He's young, but he didn't have too good of a year this year.
He had a solid year for having a terrible, terrible quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I kept telling people they was terrible. People kept telling me about something called P.J. Walker. Whatever. But that's a lot. But
I know, like, I get it. Like, that's kind of my reaction. You got to give up a lot to get the guy that you want. And so it's just a matter of
Bryce Young. He has to work out.
Yeah, I literally just going to say that exact same thing.
Right.
If this works out, it is well worth it. If it doesn't work out, you just blew up the franchise for the next 5 years, minimum 5.
Huge dice was just rolled by David Tepper now.
We'll find out if it's snake eyes or 7. I mean, that's
huge.
Yeah.
Panthers have a history of doing stuff. I mean, they had one draft with Matt Rhule when he drafted all defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty good defense. Worked out.
Yeah.
Good draft last year with Ekwonu.
I
don't know. You could have got a quarterback in 9th, or you didn't have to move up. You could have. Oh, wow. That was a huge move.
Do you think this is in reaction to not getting Derek Carr, too?
Yes, because the Saints are still the favorite to win the NFC South, and Derek Carr is easily the best quarterback, right? Even their,
yeah,
their
I mean,
draft.
They're definitely the Saints are clearly the favorite to
course,
win.
Of course,
but so I mean, by them not getting that, is this even a bigger overreaction to be like, hey, we got to do something now if we're going to be somewhat relevant? But I don't. That's what I'm like. They want what? The Ravens want 2 first round picks for Lamar Jackson. I would have rather just given up 2 first round picks for Lamar. I mean, to have a proven commodity. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I think this was a lot. This was a lot.
I don't know. I'm still reacting. So this is one of those where I think it's again, it goes back to if Bryce Young works out and if he stays healthy, more importantly, then great. You would give up 5 first round picks to get your quarterback of the future. I mean, that's just a fact. So really the picks, it's meaningless if he works out.
Well, here's my thing though. So the Panthers had, their picks was 9th, 39th, 61st, 93rd, 114th, 132nd, 147th, yeah, right. And 247th.
Yeah, so the first 2 are gone this year, and then the next 2 next year are gone. I'm assuming that's what it is.
So, and this year's draft.
So they don't pick for, they won't have a draft pick for, what, 80 picks?
To the 3rd round.
Yeah, so about 70 picks or so. 75 picks. Which, again, I mean, they have 1 pick. They have the first pick. And then they don't have a pick for 73, 74 picks.
Then they go accordingly.
Yeah.
You could get your, I mean, of course you could get your wide receiver.
And you could pay for a wide receiver. Well, the thing is, that's what's so weird, because Carolina has no cap space. They're actually, I mean, I don't know, before this DJ Moore trade, they were actually in the red for cap space. So I don't know, man. Like, they can't go out and get a bunch of weapons for him this year. They have a ton coming off the books the year after, which goes back to, like, why not just wait and see and go after Caleb Williams, who's, like, the number one prospect since, like, Andrew Luck.
Right.
Wait another year. Like, you could give that all up next year probably for this.
I think they gave up too much. I think my man on my live Facebook, I mean, excuse me, Instagram, Real QCB, Sasquatch John said, come the F on. Skyscraper, Bruce Willis' worst movie is better than The Rock's best. Tepper's going to fumble the pick. Who is he going to throw it to?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's 2 first, 2 seconds, or even 3 seconds, I'm fine with. But giving up DJ Moore, that's the one that I don't fully get that.
DJ Moore was a solid number one.
Solid number one. And with a great quarterback, could be a top-tier number one. He just doesn't have that.
Right.
I mean, but I'm telling you, flipping this around, I know that we're in Charlotte and we want to talk Panthers, but, man, that is a great deal for Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
That is a fantastic deal.
They did.
They got a number one, and now they have another. They have that other receiver, too. What's his name? Claypool.
Yeah.
That they traded for. So they got those 2 guys, and they have they might end up taking, like, that tight end or, the, you know, whatever. With the 9th pick, they're going to get a stud player. Have a second-round pick. Have Carolina's probably not going to be that great this coming year, even if Bryce Young is good. So you're still you're talking about 2 top 10 picks they're getting over the next 2 years, plus 2 first, 2 seconds, and a number one receiver for their young quarterback.
Wow. So no excuses for Justin Fields.
No, I mean, this is it for him. Then, like, yeah, you
then
can't.
If Aaron Rodgers leaves Chicago, you still in. I mean, that's even better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Detroit is getting better, but ultimately, like, this has to be the
Chicago
year where Chicago has to be. If they're not in the wild card at the very least, I mean, yeah, things got to change because they messed up.
All right, let's do a quick what the hell was they thinking.
Now it's time for what the hell were they thinking?
Carolina Panthers, what the hell were you thinking?
That's an easy one today.
It's easy money. Also, Texas Tech former coach Mark Adams, get your racist ass out of here. You can't be using no slave serving their masters analogies against black players on your damn team. I'm not going to go into depth because I ain't got time, but you can't be acting like Leonardo DiCaprio's character in Django as a damn basketball coach. But doing that, and for saying that, Mark Adams, what the hell was you thinking? The Carolina Panthers, what the hell was you thinking? You gave up too much to get an unknown commodity. I think they gave up too much.
We'll see. Yeah, it is what it is. How about this one? Sean Kemp arrested for a drive-by shooting. Dude, right. You are 53 years old. 53 years old. You are too damn old to be doing any. I mean, there's no appropriate age for a drive-by. When you're 53, though,
you should know
you should
better,
be
right?
Looking more like retirement and, like, rocking chair, not drive-by shooting. What the hell was you thinking?
Oh, man, that's what's up. All right, we'll catch y'all Monday right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Gary Broward, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me, buddy. And always a pleasure.
And knock him out at your
competition tomorrow.
Your competition tomorrow, man.
Thanks,
all right,
man. I appreciate that. I'll let you know.
All right, that's what's up. All right, Panther fans, you got it. There you go. Number one pick. We'll talk about it Monday right here. Live with the Keys to Be, Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. We out.
Somebody, yeah, talk sports with somebody like you, CB.
What can I say? Mamba out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.